The human rights charity Amnesty International is trying to stop an Israeli company from selling software which has used the popular messaging application WhatsApp to break into the phones of human rights activists, lawyers and journalists. Amnesty says the software system called Pegasus has been used to target activists and journalists around the world, which has led to people being jailed. WhatsApp has confirmed the security breach, but it's unclear how many of the application's 1.5 billion users were targeted. Middle East correspondent Eric Torchik reports.
Israeli software firm NSO Group is one of the big names in the secretive field of offensive cyber, known for finding vulnerabilities in supposedly secure applications. Its products were in high demand, including by regimes with questionable human rights records. Now, Amnesty International wants to stop it selling that software. Campaigner Chen Bril-Egri says the charity has filed a court petition asking Israel's Ministry of Defense to revoke NSO Group's export license.
The Israeli government is breaking international law and humanitarian law by allowing security exports to governments that we know and everyone knows that commit gross human rights violations.
NSO Group's been identified as the company responsible for a security breach in the popular messaging application WhatsApp. Chen Bril-Egri says it allowed full access to the phones of its targets simply by placing a call to them via WhatsApp.
And then it is hacked. And then they have the entire access to your texts, WhatsApp, SMS, contact people. They can record you. So they have full access and they can completely spy on you.
Amnesty says the people targeted by the software include journalists in Mexico, a human rights activist who's since been jailed in the United Arab Emirates, a lawyer, and an Amnesty employee. Whoever accessed their phones now has information about their contacts and networks.
This is an actual danger for people, for human rights activists, for lawyers, for teachers, for doctors. Whoever opposes the regime is at risk of being harmed.
NSO Group responded to questions with a statement saying NSO's technology is licensed to authorized government agencies for the sole purpose of fighting crime and terror. The company does not operate the system, and after a rigorous licensing and vetting process, intelligence and law enforcement determine how to use the technology to support their public safety missions. But journalist Hagar Shazaf, who investigated Israel's exports of offensive cyber technology, says the company's been linked to a number of questionable uses of software, including monitoring of LGBT people in Indonesia and the suppression of protests in Bahrain.
Though officially the state claims that it has safeguards and that it wouldn't approve an export of a system to a country that has human rights abuse records, in reality we see that that is not the case.
Israel's Ministry of Defense declined to comment.
And that's our Middle East correspondent Eric Torchik.